Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms possible today, mostly cloudy with our high nearing 81. Some showers and thunderstorms may continue overnight with a low of 61. These showers do become likely as we head into Thursday, cloudy with our high of 78, and more showers likely Thursday night with a low around 62. Showers possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny and breezy with a high of 85, south winds gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, backlash continues after the overriding of Kansas Governor Laura Vito on Senate Bill 180 that would identify trans individuals based on their biological sex and what's on their birth certificate. As Kate News reports that the Kansas Legal Services has partnered up with groups like Equality Kansas and the ACLU, trying to host online and in-person clinics helping Kansans be able to change their gender markers on documents like driver's license and birth certificates. However, some say it's just not enough time to get it all done before the law takes effect.
And with only 8 weeks between when the bill was overridden and passed and when the bill goes into effect, that's pretty hard. It's a pretty short amount of time to get that many people help. So we're trying to work as fast as we can.
That was Ellen Bertles on Cake News, who heads up the Kansas Legal Services and their project called Name Change Project. Some Democrat state lawmakers in Kansas say that they expect the bill to be challenged in court after a similar bill failed back in 2019.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Washburn University over the weekend hosted the 2023 Governor's Scholars Award Program, celebrating top academic high school students across the state of Kansas as they get set for graduation for 2023. As KSNT News reports, that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly was in attendance to help congratulate these students, along with taking pictures and giving a speech about the academic success from the students.
You all are in clubs, you're on sports teams, you have jobs in the evenings and on the weekends, or you have other responsibilities. Yet you manage it all while being in the top 1% of your class. That is truly impressive.
That audio from KSNT News. As the students get set for graduation for the year, they also received a letter of academic excellence in addition to meeting the governor personally. In other news, one woman was injured and is currently in the hospital after another driver had attempted to outrun law enforcement and rear-ended her pickup truck. WIBW reports the event happened in Butler County on U.S. Highway 54 and Southwest Diamond Road.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Athletic Club, in partnership with the Hope Esperanza and the Lincoln County Community Connections Organization, has announced that they are giving free exercise classes to youth in the community.
These kids need some help and encouragement. They need things to do. Society and life has changed over the years compared to when we were all young. And so it's not to the best, but to more to the negative. And so everybody, if they could just make an effort to help these kids, that's what it's all about.
That was Tommy Vieira on KNOP News Channel 2, where he was presented with an award by Hope Esperanza and the Lincoln County Community Connections, thanking him for his continued classes that he does every year. As he says, he wish he would have had classes like this when he was a child.
I've always had a passion for working with kids. I had my share of troubles growing up, so I just wanted to be especially when I have an entity like this and resources like this, to do something, I want to try to use it.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council spent much of Monday night's meeting considering resolutions and processes for getting residents to clean up properties. A part-time code enforcement officer has recently started, and a number of letters were sent to residents noting violations and requesting cleanup. Five resolutions were passed on multiple properties at Monday's meeting, as well as beginning a condemnation proceeding on a house, 205 Calhoun, that's been vacant for some time and has been sold recently. Frustration with lack of attention from property owners and the slow pace of progress in getting cleanups accomplished were shared. City Manager Austin St. John advised of a grant that would fund 80% of another electrical vehicle charging station. The estimate for a two-port fast charger with installation is some $240,000, with an energy rebate available that would leave the city responsible for around $30,000. No action was taken. At a previous meeting, it was noted the current charging station along U.S. 36 in the 600 block is used by perhaps 3 to 4 people per month and is a slow charger provided at no cost to users. Prospect of adding morning swim at the city pool was addressed with a challenge in finding lifeguards, which are required for liability insurance. 9 are currently hired for the summer, which is not enough to allow morning swim. An option of getting someone certified was mentioned if anyone would be interested. Appointments were approved for Dixie Talbot taking the place of Brian Crock and renewing Ross Wright on the library board. A city council workshop is scheduled May 25th at 6 p.m. Marshall County commissioners last week discussed with the sheriff the next steps for jail construction. The board will try to meet with the architect, construction manager at risk, and financial specialists again in the next couple of weeks. After a petition, the option to move forward with a lease purchase that would finance roughly half the cost of a new jail was turned down by voters earlier in April. There's been some discussion recently regarding disposal of a damaged turbine blade recently struck by lightning. Per agreement, no components of the windmill will be accepted at the county landfill. Marshall County Public Works has announced a road closure on 16th Road between Harvest and Indian for bridge repair, with construction to last approximately 6 weeks. Washington County netted just over $20,000 from 20 properties sold at a tax sale in February, which will be applied to the $70,000 in back taxes owed. Nemahal County Commissioners rejected a second request that the county share in repair and assume maintenance of some roads in the Sabetha area and Rock Creek Township, noting they may be open to considering a policy that could be applied across the county. Recent staff terminations have created discussion, and comments were heard from some residents. The county attorney advising he could find nothing in state statute regarding inclusion of staff terminations or hirings in commissioners' minutes. Gage County Board of Supervisors delayed approval last week of a special use permit that would allow development of a 6,250-head swine operation between Pickerel and Adams. They asked additional questions of the applicant and are awaiting results of soil and water testing from the state. The delay could postpone consideration until June or July. Also last week, no action was taken on proposed solar regulations in Gage County. Pottawatomie County is exploring options of two simultaneous bridge projects on Havensville Road in the northern part of the county, with Public Works authorizing to begin design that would help avoid a prolonged closure of the Havensville Road. A planned project would be combined with another bridge structure that was damaged nearby following a car accident last month. The two are both about 90 years old. Construction could start this fall, as the motion to move forward was passed on a 2-to-1 vote. Local farmers had expressed support for the effort to avoid limited access to fields over a longer period of time. Groundbreaking for a new ambulance facility at Leonardville that would serve northern Riley County was held Monday. The EMS station will accommodate full-time staff and is expected to cost some $799,000 for construction, which is expected to be complete by September. Earlier this spring, it was also announced that EMS headquarters will soon move to a new facility at Manhattan to house other emergency operations. To create the new Raleigh County Public Safety Headquarters, which will allow an emergency operations center as well. Second-half personal property taxes in Kansas are due Wednesday, May 10th, and may be paid at county clerk's offices. In Marshall County, property taxes may also be paid at local banks. Mail-ins with May 10th postmarks are accepted, and a drop box is available at the courthouse in Marysville. Please don't put cash in the drop box and include your name and number with your check. Taxpayers are reminded that in order to avoid delays, please have payment stubs, statements, or receipts. Those eligible for neighborhood revitalization refunds this year must have both real estate and personal property taxes paid by May 10th, or they'll lose eligibility for future refunds. Lawrence W. Bill Barrington, Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned May 20th, 11 a.m., on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids. Private interment will follow, with Christy Anders' funeral home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, seasoned mashed potatoes, green beans, and sliced peaches. Tomorrow, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the region today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Some showers may linger overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. These showers do become likely as we head into Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And showers will continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Still a slight chance for some showers throughout Friday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And some rain showers possible Friday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And more rain possible throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying cooler on Sunday, a slight chance for some rain showers, cloudy with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May 74. Record high on this date hit the century mark. The average low 52 and the record low 29. Sunset this evening 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19. We received right at half an inch of rain with mid-afternoon thunderstorms yesterday. And it's 59 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 10th of May. KUDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
In downtown Marysville.
Jokic and Embiid dominate on the court. Stars and Canes dominate on the ice. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a pivotal NBA Western Semi Game 5, the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic logged his 10th career playoff triple-double, 29-13-12, moving ahead of Wilt Chamberlain. Nuggets drubbed the Suns 118-102. Jokic post-game.
We came back to playing the how we played in the first quarter, and just everything was working good for us in that second half.
Nuggets push Phoenix to the brink of playoff elimination, Game 6 Thursday. In the other pivotal Game 5, Joel Embiid logged his third straight 30-point performance in the 76ers series with the Celtics, 33 points last night. Philly led by as much as 21 in the fourth quarter as the boos of Celtics fans rained down. Philadelphia beat Boston 115-103 to take a 3-2 series lead. Embiid post-game.
We all understand that for us to win, I have to be aggressive. It means attacking, creating for others.
Stanley Cup play. Dallas scored the first four goals of the game at Seattle before the Kraken got their first tally. But late in the third, Max Domi found the empty net to put the Kraken away.
Poke it out to center. Racing after it. It's Domi. He'll catch up. Skate into the empty net.
Call on KTCK. Stars dumped the Kraken 6-3 to tie the series at 2. In Newark, it was another no contest after Jack Hughes put the Devils up 1-0 2 minutes into the game. The Hurricanes scored 6 unanswered. The last one coming from Jordan Martinook.
Eliminated along the boards by Kotkaniemi, who has an assist tonight. Now the puck finds Jordan Martinook. Steps aside, he scores!
Call on 99.9 The Fan. Canes crushed the Devils 6-1, pushing New Jersey to the brink of elimination. Baseball, the Orioles beat the Rays 4-1. Atlanta crushed Boston 9-3. Dodgers beat the Brewers 6-2. In the first leg of the UEFA Champions League semis, Real Madrid and Man City played to a 1-1 draw in Madrid. The second leg will be next week in Manchester. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Fitted, your new apparel and footwear store in Seneca at 426 Main. We are open and look forward to showing you our newly remodeled location featuring footwear for everyone in your family. We carry clothing for teens on up to all ages of women and men in a wide variety of brands, including our partnership with Five Sisters. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
The Egg Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, typically periods of higher income on the farm leads to higher cash rents, which makes sense for some landowners who work to keep their piece of the pie. However, increasing cash rents now holds some economic risk for some farmers. There are ways, however, says University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Stinchke, for some to pass on the rewards of good years to landowners, while at the same time mitigating the risks of really low prices and very low farm incomes.
I personally like leases that vary payments with economic conditions, so share rents and variable cash rents would be something to consider as we're moving forward. Either one of those would make pretty large payments to the landowner in 2021 because of higher prices and what's supposed to be higher yield or good yields across much of the state, above trend yields, maybe year record yields. So, variable cash leases and shared rental arrangements.
He says there aren't many differences in value of land across many Mid-America counties in the area, and says that the differences have to do with productivity, and thanks to the internet, they can find where those differences actually are in those regions.
If you go to Acre Value on Granular's website, you can locate a farm and find its soil productivity index. There's a very high correlation. There's a 0.9 correlation between those county cash rents and soil productivity index. There is a bit of variability across the state from that. And some CRDs, crop reporting districts, have higher and some a little bit lower than that soil productivity index. But that soil productivity index does a reasonably good job of explaining the cash rents across the state.
Overall price per acre for agricultural land has been on the increase across the entire Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you're Your family works in agriculture. You weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
K-State Associate in the Agricultural Economics Department, Antonia Broyaka, provides an update on the Black Sea region of Ukraine. She discusses the current state of the land that has previously been used for agriculture in the country.
Unfortunately, 20% of Ukrainian arable land is still under occupation or damaged. 17.4 million hectares of Ukrainian territory are polluted with explosive objects. Only 57,000 hectares of agricultural land was inspected and cleared. 5 million hectares of farmland is still considered mined.
Broyaka reviews reasons the land is currently unable to be used for agriculture production. She also shares her concerns for farmers as they enter their fields to work in them this spring.
With the arrival of spring and the beginning of the agricultural season, the risk of explosion increases since farmers are starting going to the field more often. A significant part of deoccupied areas, even if it would demand, will be still not suitable for agriculture due to the physical damage from explosions, chemicals, petroleum, and heavy metals left in soil. It is necessary from 10 to 30 years to restore the soil fertility and return it to agricultural turnover.
Agriculture in Ukraine is still a top contributor to its nation's economy. The country has seen changes in what products they are importing and exporting, and changes to the countries that they are importing and exporting to and from.
Despite the war, Ukrainian agriculture remained the main driver of national economy. Although we lost some of our position on world egg market, Ukraine is still top 10 in many spheres. Due to the destruction to Ukrainian industries, the share of agricultural export in total export increased for 13%, although the revenue from ag export decreased by $4 billion. The share of ag export to Europe increased from 27.7 to 55.2%. The share of Ukrainian ag export to Middle East underwent minor changes, but to Africa and Asia declined almost twice, and to Southeast Asia for 2.5 times.
That was a Kansas State University Associate in Agricultural Economics, Antonia Broyaka, with an update on agriculture and trade in Ukraine. Find her full webinar update on the Black Sea region of Ukraine by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Need to up your game on the grill this year? Start by avoiding some common meat mistakes. A few of our biggest beefs are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 10th, the 130th day of the year. Dancer and actor Fred Astaire was born on this day. Barbecue season is fast approaching, so it's a good time to review some advice for successful grilling. Here's a few mistakes people often make with meat. Don't take meat straight from the fridge to the grill. If it's too cold in the center, the outside is likely to burn before the inside is cooked. Let it warm to near room temperature before cooking. Don't assume meat is done by its appearance. Use a meat thermometer or cut into the center to check for doneness. And finally, let the meat rest before serving. It'll be more tasty and tender if you give it time to reabsorb its juices. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 59 degrees this morning. Highs warm past 80 today. We had about a half an inch in a rain gauge yesterday with afternoon thunderstorms across the region.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. So it was a delayed start last night for the Kansas City Royals due to weather. The start never really happened, though, for the Royals at the plate. The Royals could only manage five hits and score two runs as they lose to the Chicago White Sox 4-2 in Game 2 of a four-game series. Game 3 will happen tonight at Kauffman Stadium. A Kansas City Royals pitcher who was hit in the face by a line drive is out of the hospital. Left-hander Ryan Yarbrough is in concussion protocol after being hit by a 106-mile line drive. The Royals put out a statement saying he will receive follow-ups for the next month. The team placed Yarbrough on the injured reserve list with a head fracture. The NFL is set to release its schedules tomorrow. We may find out about some games as early as this afternoon, especially the games internationally, which the Kansas City Chiefs will play this year. However, last night, Donna Kelsey, the mother of Travis and Jason Kelsey, did leak that in week two, the Chiefs could play the Eagles at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Perfect weekend ahead for the 47th annual Mother's Day Flea Market, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 in Marysville City Park. With nearly 100 booths featuring antiques, homemade and homegrown, plus novelties, the Sunday Chicken Barbecue will serve dine-in or carry-out 11 until 2 at the Helvering Center. For additional information, go online, on Facebook, or contact Marysville Chamber in Main Street. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants, Heritage Inn Express, Bruni Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and Vance Gerdes Funeral Home takes this time to say thank you to all of the area teachers and staff that work hard to ensure a bright future for all of their students. From your friends at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, always proud to support our teachers and staff. C&K Services would like to take this time and opportunity to let our local teachers know that their tremendous commitment and patience in teaching our youth is greatly appreciated. Thank you for all that you do. From your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support the local schools. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home knows teachers have a challenging but rewarding job. These men and women are helping to shape the future of America one child at a time and deserve our thanks for all the sacrifices they make. From Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
KNDY.
What is the world coming to when lovers can't believe? They got love coming true, and then they up and leave. They say they will when they won't. They say I do, then they don't. That ain't the way it's gotta be. But you and me, imagine that love lasts forever. Imagine that.
the world. I couldn't if I tried. As long as I got you with me, girl, I'll be satisfied. Let's do what we can, mean what we say. I will just take it day by day. Cause I wanna prove to everyone that it can be done. Imagine that. Love lasts forever. Imagine that. All the world will see that two people stay together, stay together the way it ought to be. Oh, 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 imagine that.
Whenever